Number 11 is from the Director of Family Care, requesting authorization to execute a contract with the State of Wisconsin Department of Health and Human Services to operate managed care organization to provide family care benefits to residents of Milwaukee County for the period of January 13th through December 1, 2013 through December 31st, 2013, and to accept the funding thereunder. This went to the Committee on Health and Human Needs, which approved this item by a vote of 7-0.
Mr. Chair, County Board Supervisors, the report and resolution before you is, again, as you know, we enter into a contract on an annual basis with the Department of Health Services to provide the family care benefit. The Department of Family Care is currently providing that benefit in Milwaukee and Racine and Kenosha. As you know, the state has offered the department the opportunity to also provide that family care benefit to what they have grouped in what they call Geographic Service Region 6, which is Sheboygan, Ozaukee, Washington, Waukesha, and Walworth. We were actually afforded the opportunity to expand to additional counties. However, those counties, all with the exception of one, border our current service delivery area. And so with an eye towards, again, being able to make sure that the Milwaukee program is sustainable, and making sure that this has the greatest chance of success, we're looking actively at just those Sheboygan, Ozaukee, Washington, Waukesha, and Walworth.
This was the first time I realized we were going to eight counties now. Given struggles we've had expanding to three, why do we believe that this is in our best interest?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Lipscomb, that's an excellent question. I think what we have seen in sort of the shifting landscape of managed care throughout the state, our concern is because we want to make sure that the Milwaukee program is sustainable. This is by far the largest, and we have seen other managed care organizations, new and existing, going into other geographic regions. The state actively encourages competition. We want to make sure that when in Milwaukee next year, as the state sort of gave us rough time frames just yesterday in terms of when they will be issuing the RFP for Milwaukee, will be, I believe they said, later in the fall or next year. We want to make sure that we continue to be a viable presence here. So we've got, believe that expansion serves really secure services for the nearly 8,000 people that we serve here. We also have 967 contracts with locally based providers of service who will be able to expand their operations into new areas. Very easy for Milwaukee to expand into Waukesha. Very easy for the Racine Kenosha operation to move to Walworth. Again, if we're making sure that the program is sustainable here, then we've got we have our current 57 county employees. We've got another six that were approved in the budget. All those personnel costs, as well as the legacy costs associated with those positions, are funded by state Medicaid dollars. So there, as we really looked very carefully at what makes sense, I think, you know, for what we have grown very slowly in Racine and Kenosha, what we've seen is more people, the individuals that enroll with us are coming new into the program. They aren't transferring from an existing MCO. So we're seeing new people come in, which gives us opportunities to really look at providing services to them in a way that really makes sense, both for them and for the program, for the Medicaid program statewide. I think that slow growth has been helpful. As Mr. Hudson said, the loss there is fairly small, relatively speaking. There is no loss that is so small that we aren't going to attend to it, however. And so what we are doing there is exactly what we're doing in Milwaukee, which is looking at things really on a case-by-case basis. There have been some MCOs in Wisconsin who have made wholesale category-wide rate cuts. This type of provider will now have their rates decreased by this percentage point. And there's a class action lawsuit filed against three MCOs because of some concerns about what those rate decreases and discrepancies mean. So we have not, we haven't approached it that way. We have taken a very surgical approach to looking at making sure that services that are provided to individuals meet their needs, meet their outcomes in the most cost-effective manner possible. So I think, again, if there were, I can tell you we would not have done it because we haven't done it for anything that's so geographically farther away and is not accessible for really the larger proportion of our provider network. I think it really makes sense, and I think a lot of the providers with whom we contract are excited about expanding those opportunities, and we're able to. We talked a little bit yesterday at Health and Human Needs about our quality indicators, both from the state's external quality review monitor as well as our own internal monitoring of quality systems. Our quality scores have actually increased over the last year, from a very good 93 to an even better 96% in some measures. So we wouldn't look at doing anything if we thought it was going to impact on the quality of the current operations or what we're able to do as we move farther afield.
So, Mr. Chairman, I still have questions about our, and I've had this when we were expanding into Racine and Kenosha. Mm-hmm. I think at the time it was my belief that part of why that expansion seemed important was that we had a frozen enrollment, and so mm-hmm. that was sort of our only way to grow our scale mm-hmm. was to take on new territory. Now we don't have that same challenge. We could mm-hmm. still increase our market share mm-hmm. locally, and I think there's good reason for us mm-hmm. to focus there. Mm-hmm. I have significant concerns about the geography that we're expanding mm-hmm. into, and I don't know that. While those were some mm-hmm. some nice answers, I don't know that they they don't satisfy me. Interested in how this is expected to occur. We're going to do it in the same manner. We're going to have contract employees versus county employees, and how are we approaching this?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Lipscomb, the model that we have rolled out in Racine, Kenosha, let me back it up a bit. In Milwaukee, the greater bulk of our care management, our interdisciplinary teams that work directly with clients, is we contract out with local agencies who have disability and language specialties. What we have done in Racine and Kenosha is really developed what we call a hybrid of services in terms of the care management piece. Because there is no residency requirement for RNs, and every interdisciplinary team is no less than one RN and two human service workers, what we've done is we have a county nurse who is providing the nursing component of the interdisciplinary team in Racine and Kenosha along with two contracted human service workers so that we have really, we try to make it the best of both worlds. I don't know if we will continue on with that same model, but contracting out for care management is what we have done in Milwaukee for the bulk of it, not all, but the bulk of our care management has been the model that we've used in the Milwaukee MCO since its inception. And because there is with the amount of individuals that we're serving, and again, we've got language specialties and disability specialties, teams that work specifically with people with developmental disabilities, people who work with individuals with severe and persistent mental illness, that has been a very successful model for us. So we can look at some combination of that in existing counties. We've also been able to leverage on the existing county staff that we have in terms of especially our contract monitoring and setting up contracts with providers outside of this immediate Milwaukee, Racine, Kenosha region.
I'll see what other comments. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Well, I share Supervisor Lipscomb's concerns, and I also was very, very concerned about the Racine Kenosha model. I mean, again, the whole idea that I'm elected by the District 8 constituents, mm-hmm. and all of us together represent Milwaukee County mm-hmm. to provide oversight to departments that provide services in our county. This continues to fly in the face of that. And I am very suspicious of the state not wanting to provide services and instead looking to the county to provide these kinds of oversight services. Let me ask a broader question here, and I don't pretend to be an expert in any way on these programs. I mean, I try to follow it as well as I can, basically as a layperson in the area. But what is going to prevent having the most aged and poorest of the populations from these surrounding counties eventually being drawn into Milwaukee because we have the services? Mm-hmm. What's going to prevent that?
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Jurczyk, it's important to remember, although it's sometimes difficult to keep the county portions of it versus the MCO portions of things separate, but if you are considered a responsibility, a legal responsibility of any county, that means is for someone who has a guardianship established for them, that guardianship went through that county. That protective placement went through that county. So Milwaukee County has, for decades, had people placed outside of its geographic borders for whom they are still responsible. Individuals with developmental disabilities who were placed at Northern Wisconsin Center in Chippewa Falls or Central Wisconsin Center in Madison. So, but wherever they go throughout the state of Wisconsin, they maintained Milwaukee County as their county of responsibility.
And we pay for it.
Because that was where, that's their county of responsibility. So counties have always traditionally tried to, you know, you have to drill down for those people who have that sort of legal standing, for individuals who are wards of court-appointed guardians. So there is, and again, when you are a resident of Waukesha County, you're a resident of Waukesha County. If you live in Waukesha County, you can elect to receive your services if you need and want and are eligible for long-term care services. You can opt to receive your services in that county through a variety of different manners, the same way that you can in Milwaukee. In Milwaukee County, you can choose to go through family care, you can be in partnership, you can be an IRIS, you can elect to receive no services and just go fee for service. But so those are the options that are open to you, and you are still a resident of whatever county. And so there is no real incentive for you, if family care is a benefit in the county in which you already reside, there's no incentive for you to move to another county to get the same benefit package of services that's available to you in the county of whom you are a responsibility.
But you ignore, I mean, let's say we have someone who's severely ill and needs to be in a fully skilled nursing home.
Mm-hmm.
And because Milwaukee County has more of those beds available, that person ends up in Milwaukee County. Now, I understand mm-hmm. it's still Waukesha County or whatever. That mm-hmm. may follow the payment of that.
Mm-hmm.
But then that person has a mental health crisis and has to go for protective placement into the Milwaukee County institution. You're suggesting to me these don't have repercussions within Milwaukee County mm-hmm. for following that very ill person?
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chair, Supervisor Jurczyk, I guess there's two separate ways one can approach that. As people move throughout, and I've worked in human services for a long time prior to family care, and so having people go from one municipality to another when they are not in an established service delivery system, people who have just been in a nursing home using Medicaid fee for service, and if they elect to live in a Milwaukee nursing home using Medicaid fee for service, you know, whatever happens in terms of their acute psychiatric needs, in terms of their acute
You're
physical
needs. You're not answering
needs. The question. I apologize. I'll get to the point on that one. But when you have providers, when you have managed care organizations, they have established memorandum of understanding in terms of what happens in terms of people's psychiatric crisis services. So every managed care organization, whether it's this one or any other private entity that provides that benefit, is required by the State Department of Health Services to have an MOU with those counties that talks specifically about emergency planning, institutes for mental disease, adult protective services, elder abuse. All of those things are spelled out. So this MCO has always had an MOU with Milwaukee County just to make sure that everybody's roles and responsibilities are laid out. And just to quickly go back to your previous point.
I think you're saying that Waukesha County would continue to pay even if they ended up at the behavioral health hospital.
If you are, Mr. Chair, Madam, I'm sorry, County Board Supervisor Jurczyk, if someone is in a long-term care placement and has either an acute health crisis or a psychiatric crisis and is hospitalized, that's something that is covered through their Medicaid benefit. Those acute health and psychiatric services are not part of family care. Family care doesn't pay for those services. The Medicaid program pays for physicians, medications, hospitalizations. That's not a service that we provide.
So if they end up in the mental health hospital, mm-hmm. it's going to be a whole different provider system that pays?
Mr. Chair,
are you suggesting they may not end up in our mental health hospital if they have that crisis because they've been brought into Milwaukee?
No.
You've completely lost me on this train of thought.
Okay, I apologize again, Supervisor Jurczyk. I guess what I'm saying is that the family care doesn't pay for acute hospitalization stays. So to the extent that you're talking about a psychiatric hospitalization or a hospitalization because of some sort of cardiac event, people go into the hospital, and if you have Medicaid funding, it is the Medicaid program pays for those hospitalization services. So individuals have the right with their Medicaid card to access those acute and primary services as any individual with Medicaid
to the extent that those benefits cover it. Because we all know there's tremendous property tax support of our BHT hospital. Mm-hmm. And what I'm trying to get at here is because you're going to do this regionally, mm-hmm. none of the other counties provides a mental health hospital. Milwaukee mm-hmm. County does that. And I'm very concerned, excuse me, I've got a bad cold here. I'm very concerned that this regional approach mm-hmm. that you're using is going to bring in the neediest, most elderly individuals because of the resources here. Mm-hmm. And I have been asking these questions, mm-hmm. and I don't know that we're getting mm-hmm. Clear answers to them.
Okay. Chairman, Supervisor Jurczyk, community care is already in Milwaukee County. They're in Waukesha County, Racine, Kenosha County. They're in all the neighboring counties that we just spoke of. So if that were happening, you'd be seeing that happening already with the Behavioral Health Division, the Mental Health Hospital. So you have a private entity.
Do we know it hasn't happened?
Well, we don't know it has. I can't speak to that. I don't run the Behavioral Health mm-hmm. Division. You'd have to ask Paul, Lucy, mm-hmm. and others. What we were presented with was an opportunity, much like the opportunities that are seeming to be existing for the some other aspects of county departments, to offer a benefit package in our neighboring counties, offering the opportunity of our existing provider network for future expansion of their businesses, possible job growth. To Supervisor Lipscomb's question, it is a numbers game. So we would have more people to serve. When the RFP does come up, there is likely going to be a couple more managed care organizations in this operation in Milwaukee County, which means we could lose numbers here as well, which then will impact county employees and our existing provider network, including our care management teams. So all what we're trying to do is create a footprint, but there's a lot of economies to scale with the neighboring operations.
And you know what? I won't spend any more time on this. I'll tell you what's screwed up here is the governance model. I am Milwaukee County, and you are now talking about a very big regional approach. I am not going to support this. I had problems when we had Racine in Kenosha. Your governance model does not match this. So thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Supervisor. Supervisor Lipson.
Thank you. So what I'm still trying to understand is, I guess I don't, first of all, I don't understand why they got put together, why we wouldn't have sort of taken it separately, mm-hmm. Milwaukee, and then should we be in mm-hmm. these other markets? So, you know, I read the fiscal note, and we don't even know what the capitation rate is yet. And so I don't understand how I can make a decision mm-hmm. that this is a mm-hmm. in our interest to expand when mm-hmm. when we don't even know what the, I mean, you don't know what the mm-hmm. finances are of this in these five mm-hmm. counties. We know Milwaukee well. Mm-hmm. We know what has happened mm-hmm. with Milwaukee. We know sort of how Racine mm-hmm. and Kenosha are shaping up. How am I to verify that this isn't a bad mm-hmm. business move? for us to expand. I guess I feel like I've got nothing, and I'm being told we're gonna go into five new counties. I'm really uncomfortable.
Mr. Chair, Supervisor Lipscomb, the request on the resolution is to move forward and enter into those negotiations. Anytime we're at this point in the year with a new endeavor, we come to the board because we won't have a rate established by this date yet. I believe the last portion of the resolution talks about the contract performance by Milwaukee County Department of Family Care shall be contingent upon continued funding from the state Wisconsin Department of Health Services. So I believe the important piece, the takeaway on that is that if we are not able to negotiate a sustainable rate, then we would not enter into a contract with the Department of Health Services. The family care is oversighted both by the State Department of Health Services and also by the State of Wisconsin and the Office of the Commissioner of Insurance, just to return to Supervisor Jurisdick's earlier point in terms of oversight. So if we begin discussions with the state and a suitable rate cannot be agreed upon, we would never entertain entering into a contract.
So we're deferring that to you. You're going to negotiate, and you'll determine whether we should proceed. But at this point, what we're executing is the authorization to proceed. I mean, so we're assuming that it all works out. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's how the fiscal note reads. It's not just mm-hmm. we're not just authorizing negotiation. It's requesting authorization to execute the contract.
Mm-hmm. With the Department of Health Services, yeah. With the state. Mm-hmm.
All right. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, Mr. Chairman, I think I know where I'm at for now. Perhaps things can be clarified for next week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Any action on this particular item?
Was there action taken by Helping Human Needs?
They approved it on a vote of 7-0.
They approved it?
Yes, they did.
Mr. Chairman.
Mrs. Cady?
Yeah. If you look at the report and the heading of the report in front of you and then the revised resolution, it sort of seems to omit the other counties. And one of the suggestions from staff was that if you'd like to clarify this resolution, a little bit further, we have a proposed amendment to fix the be it further resolved, so at least it's clear as to what the service area would be. Like, I can just hand it out and you can take a look to see if this is
preferable
to you.
Thank you very much. And this is the be it resolved clause that was added to the resolution approved by the Health and Human Needs, or it was?
This amendment would amend the be it further resolved clause that was approved by the Health and Human Needs Committee.
Thank you.
Perhaps it might be helpful to lay this item over the later in the meeting. We have some other items to go through, and maybe there'll be a chance for you to think about this and possibly get some more information. But I'm not sure if you have to hand the meeting to vote on it right now.
Okay, does anyone object to a temporary layover? So ordered. We'll get this later. Thank you. have item number 12.